Seriously with Martin Besser.
And in England, they are very serious about having their cake or anyone else's cake and eat it. Interest is very high and anticipation is sweet for tomorrow's auction of Prince William and Kate Middleton's 11-year-old wedding cake. It will be auctioned off by The Slice, and successful bidders will get their taste of royalty dished out to them in souvenir tins, complete with a royal cipher, for about 12,000 rand a slice.
Ugh! Wie wil nou 12 jare ouwe koninklijke koek eet? I mean, come on.
Want nou, dit kom in een blik.
Ek gee nie om op jou koek.
Kijk, ons weet as die vars.
Ek gee nie om op die ou koek in een tapperweer kom nie, asseblief. Geet my tapperweer.
Jy weet, is een vruchtekoek.
Ek gee nie om wat jy aan die koek gedruk het nie. Ek wil het nie heen nie. Ek soek niks.
Wat vir my stel kersies vandaag?
Ek en jou cherries ook hou.
Maar dankie Gerda, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, onthou julle mos nou. I mean, does it still happen at weddings where you get the little piece of the wedding cake in the little box?
Traditional weddings, yes.
My mom used to keep that stuff, eh? Because it had a little date on and everything, remember?
Yeah, we did that at my wedding because of my mom.
Mm.
And then the rest of the cake sat in my garage for about, I don't know, 3 years. Then I got divorced. Moving on.
Oh.
Then you drove over it. Over and over again.
Vat so 'n koek.
Vat so 'n koek in jou garage.
So a tier of the cake was in my garage. Look, I did try it about 3 years because I thought, because there was lots of brandy in that cake. Right?
After the divorce, there were a lot of tears on the cake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was fine.
I know, you're fine. Listen, getting back to happier thoughts. The Eiland story. Okay, so it'll be nice to go to Barbuda and Ortega and all those places, but mm-hmm. let's focus on South Africa for a moment.
Yes, okay. Please, can we?
Can I tell you what I would love to be surprised by a place that I've never been to, by the coast.
Okay.
Oh. I mean, with all due respect, I love, obviously, the Eastern Cape Coast. You know that. I love Kenton, Bushmans, yeah. PE, St. Francis, Knysna, Plett, J Bay, all that stuff. I really do.
Okay.
I'm not that familiar with the other side, where you go.
Yeah, I'm generally like a Durban girl. So yeah, I do like that Umhlanga, Ballito, and then further up.
But I've been there.
Yes.
I mean, so I want to like discover a small, like coastal place in South Africa.
Oh yes, please.
Like, you know, Fastania. It's just I'm just a Victoria boy. I see it all there.
Yeah. Yes.
It's amazing.
Oh, yes.
Daai type of vibes. Ek weet, miskien is jy besig om te beplan, miskien probeer jy iets niets, miskien kan jy iets voorstel. Ek sê maar net, want die vliegtuigkaartjies op die oomblik om hier uit te vlieg is... is iets anders, hè?
Ja. Crazy.
Ek het gisteraand gekyk. Dis as jy 'n kaartjie wil hê op die Red Eye flight op die 31ste Desember.
Ja. Ja,
dan hope you get the ticket.
Ja.
And then if you do,
dan is dit die goedkoopste.
Wel jou geld.
Is dit?
See, that's what I want though. I want a list of amazing holiday destinations in South Africa. Soos jy sê, ek is ook 'n kusmens. Ek het nog nooit daai Ooskus gedoen nie. So St. Francis.
Ag nee, ek kan vir jou daar wys. No, don't you worry. Daar kan ek vir jou.
En dan ook
daar kan ek vir jou.
Inland. I feel like inland gets neglected.
Do you like swimming in the sea?
I love swimming in the sea. Love.
Okay, so then go further up. Then from
Plett onwards. No, but I like things like
Mossel Bay.
Really?
Mm.
I like also things like inland. You know what I mean?
Bush.
Like the bush kind of vibes where it's quiet.
Okay, now you just. How you feel?
Like everything.
I will not be spoken to like this.
Your demands, honestly.
You gotta have it all.
Morning, family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.